Now, listen, you might have a great life, and this is going to be weird for a lot of you, but you might have a great life, but if you're not showing parts of it in a way that is aspirational, then why would people aspire to come to you to learn how to get better results?
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retails associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multi-millionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363. You can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
We're not just back. We're actually finally in our new home.
I can't believe it.
On some real podcasting recording equipment again.
But if you saw the room, it would crack you up.
You guys, we are staring at boxes.
Surrounded in boxes. I am sitting on a Rubbermaid container labeled. Hold on. I just need to see. Labeled keepsakes.
Oh,
which
my
is really
God.
Funny. I have no idea what we keep.
We have got so much work ahead of us to get this place like moved into.
Like situated. More work than I think it's so funny how you and I are those people who are truly like, it's going to be fine. Like we will positive like affirmation and positive our way out of everything until we're in the situation. I'm looking around and I'm like, wow, it's going to be a lot longer than we thought. Like furniture is taking a very long time. This house is taking a long time. We have no idea when contractors will even be able to get here, but we're just in it.
But you know what, Lori? I think it's a superpower because it stops us from thinking things will be too difficult.
That's
you know, we
true.
See the bright side of everything. We see the outcome of everything. And so we just say, yeah, sure. We'll pick up and move homes. Yeah, sure. We'll start this project. Yeah, sure. We'll do this company. And we just see like the output and the wins. We don't actually see how much work is involved until we get into it. And I'm telling you, I feel like there's so many missed opportunities if we didn't think this way.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And it's helped me so much even with Light Pink because it's just like, well, you just say yes and you put one foot in front of the other no matter what until you get a result that you want. And sometimes that's a lot longer than you think it's going to take, but it's just what you do. There's no other, for my brain, there's literally no other option. And I think that you can train yourself to do that.
Well, it's 2022. And speaking of superpowers that are going to help you win, we wanted to bring up two things that I think will make or break your year. I mean, listen, I know you're all setting goals right now. I know you're all fired up. It's 2022. 2020 totally sucked. 2021 was probably a little bit better. And there's this air of like opportunity. There's this air of excitement. There's this air of like, oh, the good year is finally here that I'm feeling on behalf of everyone else. Do you kind of sense that out there?
Oh, yeah. I think 2021, like you said, was a lot better for a lot of people. And it really made us realize what we want and what's important. But now I feel like 2022, we're like, okay, we're kind of getting used to this, what people want to call it now, this new way of being. And now it's time to kind of like put the wheels on. We are taking a quick break because clearly you are a podcast lover, which is why I can't wait to tell you about my friend's podcast, which is a awesome pick-me-up that you need to subscribe to. Y'all know I'm a health nut and business junkie, and one of my favorite places to get all my wellness hacks and entrepreneurial motivation is my friend's show, The Angie Lee Show. She's a dear friend of mine who has seen so much well-deserved success and has such valuable advice to offer. You guys, she's a college and corporate dropout. I love that so much because she's proof that no path is linear. And she believes that curiosity is your compass. What began as a health blog in her college dorm room blossomed into an international brand that helps thousands of women. The Angie Lee Show is for the dreamer, the multi-passionate, the creative, the curious, the ADHD, the go-getter, the side hustler, and the ambitious. Angie has a refreshing take on entrepreneurship that will make you both laugh and cry tears of relief. If you have a dream tugging at your heart, which I know you all do because you listen to this podcast, but you're not sure where to start, this podcast is the perfect place. Recently, Angie has been talking all about ADHD and how so many entrepreneurs seem to struggle from it. Getting diagnosed later in life, her mission to normalize ADHD is beyond admirable. It's not a conversation many people are open to having. You can always count on Angie to bring light to those taboo topics. Every week, she's going to give you hacks to crush it as an ambitious woman, find your purpose, optimize your energy, and turn your ideas into income. You can find Angie's podcast wherever you get your podcasts and search The Angie Lee Show. Follow her on Instagram as well at The Angie Lee Show. You will absolutely love her infectious personality as much as I do. You guys, let's get back to the show.
So if you are on Team Excited for 2022, we wanted to share two things that if you adopt these two things, we think will double your results. So whether it's business results, whether it's financial results, whether it's sales, whether it's number of customers, number of people you want to help, I think if you can adopt these two things, if you make these two things a priority, then they are absolutely going to double your results on what you'd have anyways. And those two things are increasing your influence and becoming more aspirational. Influence and aspirational. Like if you can go write those two words down, being more influential and being more aspirational. If you can make that a focus this year, then everything that you do is going to have twice as good results.
Yeah. Chris, how does one gain more influence if they don't have it right now, if they feel they don't have it?
But you have to anoint yourselves. In other words, anyone can become an expert in something in like 30 days time. If you really were serious about becoming an expert in a certain subject matter, so people took you more seriously, then between podcasts and books and courses and everything that you could just dive into in a 30 to 60 day time, you would be able to not be held up on a pedestal, but viewed as someone to turn to as a leading voice in that area of expertise.
Yeah, I can totally prove this in terms of influence and being aspirational. Something that you can do in any arena of your life, if there's anything that you are interested in, it's literally taking people on a 30-day journey. Let's just say if you wanted to be more aspirational, you could literally do 30 days of cooking meals every single night that you showcase on social media. And in those 30 days, you will become more interesting to people because you are on a journey and they know you're going to show up for something that you're adding value to their life. You could take 30 days of dance classes. You could upload being in the gym and what your workout is for 30 days. These are all ways to become more interesting on social. And Chris and I always say this, we're always like, you know, if we feel bored that means that our social is boring. Like if we're having trouble, it means that we're leading a boring life. So we need to challenge ourselves. And your social media and your influence, and if you are viewed as someone who's inspirational or aspirational, is going to be a direct correlation to how you feel about your own life. And it's to how you are living your life. So if you are not feeling like you're showing up this way, it means that you're probably going to have to take on some sort of 30-day challenge like this.
Yeah, 30 to 60 days, and you can become way more influential than you are right now. But Lori's right. It's a two-part process, right? It's pouring yourself into it so that you're gaining the knowledge, and then it's pouring that knowledge onto social media once a day, twice a day, three times a day, every single day for 30 to 60 days so that people start to see you that way. It's funny. If you just did this for 30 days, you'd be surprised at how many people started DMing you out of the blue, asking about it. You'd be surprised at how many people start introducing you as, oh, she's the expert in dance. Oh, she's the expert in healthy meals. Oh, she's the expert in outfits, like whatever it might be. Once you spent 30 days talking about nothing but that. So becoming more influential is the first thing that you need to do this year. The second thing, becoming more aspirational. And this one's a little different. This one simply means that people aspire to have a life like yours. People aspire to have results like yours. Now, listen, you might have a great life, and this is going to be weird for a lot of you, but you might have a great life, but if you're not showing parts of it in a way that is aspirational, then why would people aspire to come to you to learn how to get better results? They don't know that you're living a life that they would like to live if you're not doing it out loud, if you're not being aspirational, if you're not giving them something to aspire to.
I think of this all the time just in terms of our social media. And I'm like, oh, I need to show more of what we are doing in the in-between. Because even if it doesn't seem interesting to you, it's very interesting to other people, especially if these are things that you are setting goals toward or you're marking off of different lists. It's just really like almost sitting down and thinking about what are those pillars that you want to show on social media in order to show up aspirational and inspirational. So it doesn't have to be overwhelming. It can literally be like, what is the one thing a day that I'm going to track and that I'm going to show that people are going to be interested in?
And it can be very like classy things. You might have great views either from your home or when you're on a walk because you live in a beautiful neighborhood, or you might be super fit. Don't be afraid to show that you're fit because people like me have the aspiration this year to get back to being super fit. You may have great taste in decorating. So show parts of your home, show things that you've decorated. You need to be aspirational if they're going to aspire to learn from you. Otherwise, they're going to go aspire to learn from someone else who catches their eye.
So you guys, I hope that this helped you just attempt to get out there more. And even if you don't have something that you want to launch right now or something that you know that you're going to start right now, this is something that you can absolutely do right now to start building authority as somebody who is influential.
Yep. Influential and aspirational. Those are your words this year. All right, guys, buckle up because we're going to be showing you a lot more of our lives this year. I mean, both of us looked at each other the other day. We said, you know what? It's time to get back to really being intentional about catching people's eyes again and sharing a lot of what's going on. Because last year, I felt like both Lori and I really took the year off on social media. So buckle up, go follow Lori at Lori Harder. Follow me at Chris W. Harder. This year is going to be a wild and exciting ride, and we're grateful to have you along with it.